This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government estimates over 723 billion rupees for recovery and reconstruction following Votegushi flood. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Waghle says government will introduce five special packages to boost economy. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds telephone conversation with New Zealand counterpart Christopher Logson on Nepal's flood response, and five people killed and 67 wounded in Russian drone strike in a Ukrainian shopping mall. Now the news in detail. The government has estimated that more than 723 billion rupees will be required for reconstruction and recovery following the devastating floods in Roshwe and surrounding districts on the 26th of August, according to the Rapid Damage and Needs Assessment Report prepared by a joint technical team of the National Planning Commission and the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority. 723.31 billion rupees will be needed for overall recovery and reconstruction. The assessment shows that the infrastructure sector accounts for the largest share, with recovery needs estimated at 473.57 billion rupees, or around 75% of the total requirement. The energy sector suffered the most extensive damage. 13 hydropower projects with a combined capacity of 759 megawatts, along with 5 solar power plants with a total capacity of 24 megawatts, were affected by the floods. The report estimates that 390.62 billion rupees will be required to restore energy infrastructure and power grid systems. Likewise, the transport sector has also suffered major damage. The floods damaged 69 kilometers of roads, while 33 motorable bridges were completely washed away and 4 others were partially damaged. Of the 64 suspension bridges in the affected areas, 53 were damaged. The overall recovery of transport infrastructure is estimated to require 73.34 billion rupees. The flood also caused extensive damage to homes and social infrastructure. A total of 7,570 private houses were damaged across Roshwe, Nuakut, Dhading, Gurkha and Chitwan. In addition, 48 public buildings, 18 schools, 7 health facilities and 30 cultural heritage sites were affected. The government estimates that 103.55 billion rupees will be needed for reconstruction and recovery in the social sector. Bidur municipality of Nuakot recorded the highest number of damaged private homes among the 15 affected local levels, with 3,026 houses affected. Similarly, the productive sector, including businesses, banks and agriculture, is estimated to require another 50.77 billion rupees for recovery. The floods affected 1,806 hectares of agricultural land, 17 bank branches, and around 4,800 business establishments. The assessment also estimates that 94.75 billion rupees will be required for disaster risk reduction and river management. A further 515.4 million rupees will be needed to manage the more than debris generated by the floods. The government has divided recovery and reconstruction process into two phases. For immediate relief and short-term reconstruction over the next 6 months, the estimated requirement is 8.74 billion rupees. Long-term construction is expected to require a further 714.58 billion rupees. The rapid damage and its assessment provides the government with an initial estimate of the resources required to restore infrastructure, homes, social services and economic activities, while strengthening disaster risk reduction and river management systems in the flood-affected areas. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Dr. Sonim Wagle says the government is preparing to introduce 5 special packages to make the economy more dynamic. Addressing the annual general meeting of the Society of Economic Journalists in Nepal, Finance Minister Wagle said the first package will focus on recovery and rehabilitation following the Bhotekushi flood. The second package will introduce a 10 to 12 point reform plan to revive the sluggish capital market, while the third will focus on promoting the private sector. The fourth package aims to help remove Nepal from the Financial Action Task Force grey list, and the fifth will focus on mobilizing international financing for flood recovery. Prime Minister Balinda Shah and his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon, have held a telephone conversation today. During the conversation, Prime Minister Shah said search, rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts have been intensified following the Bhotekushi flash flood. He said the search for missing foreign nationals, including New Zealand citizens, has been given high priority. Prime Minister Shah also thanked Prime Minister Luxon for New Zealand's humanitarian assistance around 2 million New Zealand dollars, according to the Prime Minister's Secretariat. Highlighting that Nepal is among the world's most climate-vulnerable countries, Prime Minister Shah expressed hope that New Zealand would play a constructive role in securing financial support for climate-induced loss and damage at international forums. Prime Minister Luxon expressed sorrow over the difficult situation in Nepal and conveyed condolences and solidarity on behalf of the government and people of New Zealand. Foreign investors are increasingly attracted to Nepal's information technology sector. Of the 1,116 foreign investment projects registered in the last fiscal year, 727 are in the IT sector. Tourism received 227 projects, followed by services with 71, manufacturing with 63, agriculture with 18, energy with 4, and infrastructure with 2. The Department of Industry says investors have committed around 5.8 billion rupees to these projects. In the previous fiscal year, foreign investors had committed around 6 billion rupees for 842 projects. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news update. Ukrainian officials say 5 people have been killed and 67 others wounded after a Russian drone struck a shopping mall in Ukraine's Dnipropetrovsk region. The BBC cited Ukrainian authorities as saying shops and vehicles were damaged in the daytime attack, which occurred when the streets were crowded with people. Ukrainian media reported that 2 other shopping malls in Zaporizhzhia and Sumy were also targeted in Russian airstrikes earlier this week. Meanwhile, Russia said a Ukrainian seaborne drone attack targeted the resort city of Sochi overnight on Wednesday, leaving 28 people wounded. Russia also blamed Ukrainian attacks for 3 additional deaths. Meanwhile, a new peace effort led by envoys of U.S. President Donald Trump appears to have made little concrete progress following talks with Russian President Putin in Moscow and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev. Yemen's Houthi rebels have seized the strategic Red Sea port city of Mocha from Saudi-backed pro-government forces. The capture of Mocha puts the Iran-backed Houthis just 75 kilometers from the Bab ul-Mandab Strait, a key gateway to the Red Sea trade route linking Asia and Europe. The BBC cited the Houthis as saying they pose no threat to international shipping. However, they reiterated their threat to target vessels linked to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has relied heavily on the Red Sea for oil exports after the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf was effectively closed following the war involving the United States and Israel. The escalation of fighting between the Houthis, Yemen government and Saudi Arabia has contributed to a rise in global oil prices. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. Moderate rain snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan regions of the country. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is also likely at many places in the hilly regions and at some places in the Tarai regions of the country. Wind storms are also likely at a few places in Madhya Province and the Tarai regions of Kushi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan, hilly and Tarai regions of Kushi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as in the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumini province. With this, we have almost completed the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government estimates over 723 billion rupees for recovery and reconstruction following Bhutagusi flood. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagli says government will introduce five special packages to boost economy. Prime Minister Balin Usha holds telephone conversation with New Zealand counterpart Christopher Logson on Nepal's flood response. And five people killed and 67 wounded in Russian drone strike in a Ukrainian shopping mall. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.